Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1099, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. There. I must have said so. I don't remember saying it. I told them I met Mr. Frank at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth Street before I went to the factory. Yes, I told them I went from Peter Street and met him at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth before I went to the factory. As to why I told them that story, because I did meet him there. No, I didn't go straight from Peter Street to meet him at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth, as I told them. I went straight from Peter Street to the pencil factory. I don't remember when the first time I told the truth about it. I told it either to Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Black, or Mr. Scott. I told it after I got out of jail. I remember telling the officers when he said, "Aha," when I met him at the corner. I don't remember telling the officers that he asked me where I was going, and I told him I was going to the Capital City Laundry to see my mother. I don't remember saying that to the officers. If I did say that, it was not the truth. As to why I lied about that, because I did tell Mr. Frank down there when I left the factory that I was going to see my mother. I told the officers he stayed at Montag's about 20 minutes. I did tell you yesterday that I didn't have any idea how long he stayed there, because I haven't any idea now. As to why I didn't say yesterday that it was 20 minutes, because you didn't ask me. I didn't tell Mr. Dorsey how long it was, because he didn't ask me what I told the detectives about it, but I told the detectives that. I told them that story because I didn't have any idea how long he stayed there. I don't know how long Mr. Frank stayed there. I told the officers 20 minutes, as that was the best I could do about it, so I just told him 20 minutes. I told the detectives about wanting me to watch for him when I got back to the factory. I don't know why I didn't tell them that at the time I told them about moving the body. I don't remember who I told it to or when, but I told them. I did tell them about Mr. Frank stamping his foot. I don't know whether I told them at the time I told about helping move the body. I told it to Mr. Scott, Mr. Black, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Starnes, and Mr. Dorsey. Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell wasn't there when I told it. No, I didn't tell it to Mr. Scott and Mr. Black. They dropped the case. Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell took it up. They came down and was talking to me for a month or more in my cell. Yes, I told Mr. Black about Frank stamping his foot and Mr. Scott. I told them all about it. Yes, I told the detectives that the first party I saw going up the factory after I got back from Montag's was Miss Mattie Smith. That was a mistake. I didn't see Mr. Darley go up after I got back from Montag's. No, I didn't say yesterday that I saw him go up after I got back from Montag's. I don't know whether Mr. Darley saw me or not. I was sitting right there at the box. He could have seen me if he had looked. So could Miss Mattie Smith. The rest of them could have seen me if they had looked. Yes, I told the officers the first time I saw them go up was after I got back from Montag's. That was not so. I was just mistaken about it. Don't know when I corrected the mistake or to whom. Yes, I stated it to Mr. Dorsey. It was after I came from jail. I have corrected it to Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell, too. It was about 11:30 when Mr. Darley left the factory, right after we got.